Well, that's a very subtle question. Because a Sangha in the real sense would be a collection of beings who are gathered together for a single reason and focus, which is to vibrate at that frequency of God consciousness in which our intelligence is maximized and our ego is minimized, and we are able to work together as a team and cooperate and be in harmony without any kind of envy or struggle of power or whatever else egos tend to do. And with very high morale, because all are focusing on the blissful nature of being and radiating and transmitting that as our real seva. And so the Sangha is the ongoing maximization of that energy field of pure and total consciousness. And then in that, whatever arises of karmic nature in the phenomenal field, it can be dealt with without it creating any problems, any anger or frustration or any of that, because we simply take it in our stride that everything that occurs is a blessing and is awakening us ever more to that need to function as the team that is in the paradox of unity and multiplicity, and to be able to offer one another all of our own very special insights and abilities and talents and good karma that can make up for deficits that are in other parts of the Sangha, until there is a complete distribution of that equanimity and that joy and that beauty and that power of clear thinking and the ability to receive inspiration and download, but also to be in a state of total patience and acceptance. Without any kind of an ego worry about anything, because we know that it's all the will of God. Nothing happens that isn't God's will, and God's will is always to bring about blessings. And so it's simply a matter of being patient until the hidden blessing emerges. And it will always come in the form of our growth, our maturity, the deepening of our faith and of our trust and our appreciation for one another and for the source that is sustaining and transforming all that is unfolding, for always remaining in that state in which we can be of service to the other and uplift and inspire and bring the joy of the recognition that all of this is a dream and that our focus should be on the dreamer and bringing the power of the dreamer fully into the dream and not being trapped in the minutiae of the dreaming creatures, but see the largest picture of the one who is picturing all of us, manifesting all of us as aspects of that divine nature. And by doing that, everything gets solved and resolved in the moment it's supposed to, and no feathers ever get ruffled, and all remains in that state of equanimity. And then we have proven that we are a true Sangha.
Haji.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.